From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrate to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, poetry from Aaliyah Rose and youth perspectives on civic engagement. But first, students at the Neighborhood Academy in Pittsburgh talk about the highs and lows of their communities.
My name is Quintasia Barnett. I'm 15 years old and I live in Homestead.
My name is Paige. I'm 14 years old and I live in Norfolk House. So,
Quintasia,
what things are there to do fun in Homestead?
Well, there's plenty of things, like going to the movies. One of my favorite places to go in Homestead is the waterfront because of the stores and the good food places. What's your favorite food?
Well, we only have fast food. Mm-hmm. I don't really like McDonald's. I don't like Burger King either. But I like Wendy's and Eden Park.
Do you like Speedway sandwiches?
Yeah, they're good.
Good, yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends at Homestead?
No, because I don't really go outside much to interact with the kids around. Usually my friends come from the Neighborhood Academy or my old school, Carmel.
Do you have, like, an elderly person that you go over to their house and, like, listen to stories about or anything like that?
Homestead really doesn't have a lot of old people. There's a lot of young kids around.
One of the most interesting people in my neighborhood is my next-door neighbor. She is an older lady, and she, like, tells me stories. She used to watch me when I was younger, and she knew my grandmother. One of the greatest things I ever saw in my neighborhood was the Crestus Community Day. This is an event that takes place by the fire hall next to my house. It's like all North for Sales coming together, cooking out and listening to music and just chilling for.
One of the greatest things I saw where I live was the Homestead Fair. That happens every year. One thing I would change about my neighborhood is I would add more homes for low-income people.
One thing I would like to change about my neighborhood is the drama that people have, their family to another family. The older people judge the decisions that their, like, daughters or sons are making because they are kind of in the past.
My name is Shania. I'm 13 years old and I live in Homestead.
My name is Josiah Sanders. I'm 14 years old and I live in McKeesburg.
One of my favorite places to go in my neighborhood is mostly all of the food places in the waterfront.
What's your favorite food place to go at the waterfront?
I like Freddy's.
Freddy's is good.
In Burgatory.
I've never been to Burgatory. What do they sell there? Please don't tell me they just sell burgers, hence the name Burgatory.
Burgers.
All right.
Milkshakes. Then. Chicken. French fries.
My little sister, she went to a breakfast place, but she wanted like a hamburger. And my uncle, he was like, why would you want to come with us to a breakfast place if you want a hamburger? She was like, I thought they would sell a burger at the breakfast place. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
What's your favorite movie that you've seen from the movie theater on the waterfront?
It. You know, the movie It with the clowns.
I don't do scary movies, but I've heard of it. One of my favorite places to go in my neighborhood is the library, but only the adult section because the children are a little bit too loud. Have you ever been to Dave & Buster's before down at the waterfront?
Yeah.
Would you say that Dave & Buster's is like a grown-up version of Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting to be like the same as Chuck E. Cheese because Chuck E. Cheese has all the same games that they have at Dave & Buster's.
And they have Wi-Fi, so.
Yeah.
They have Wi-Fi in every building anyway. Like, there's like Wi-Fi in a library. Then you got one at McDonald's.
One thing I would like to change about my neighborhood is Valance.
I would like to change my neighborhood's environment. Like, it's like dirty. There's like rappers everywhere, abandoned houses. I just want to help clean it up a little so it looks better.
My dad lives in McKeesport. I don't like it either, but I do have friends over there, and I agree, it is. There's a lot of poverty over there.
My mother is the most interesting person in my neighborhood because she's always supportive and willing to listen to my nonsense and my stories that I tell her.
Now, here's Aaliyah Rose, a senior at Pittsburgh Obama, with an original poem called Teach Me Silence.
Teach me silence. Teach me how to origami fold my tongue into the back of my mouth and swallow. I've never feasted on anything quite as frightening as my own muteness. Teach me silence. Teach me how to wash my skin of this disobedience. It stings. I'm a prisoner of this shell. This shell is a prisoner of fraudulent freedom. This mouth has a barcode on it. This back bears a price tag. These hands indebted to you before I was even born. This name, a sorry excuse of rape and rope burn. I wouldn't dare pledge my allegiance to murderers. Rest in peace to my freedom of speech. My eulogy will be dip-dyed in Powhatan blood and unheard screams. Theft. Drill a hole in a ghetto dust belt and find diamonds. When you find them, rip them right out of the ground, right from under the people's feet. Rip them like you ripped the roots. Hard to remember what was even there before. Teach me silence. Teach me how to disassemble myself until I'm nothing but knees, kneeling for you, no lips, teeth, or tongue. Don't you remember? I swallowed my anger a long time ago, before I even knew what decision I was making. It doesn't matter what I say, because in the third grade, they taught me how to sign on the dotted line. Black boy and black girl, know that when they tell you that you're too loud, they just don't want you to recognize the beauty in your bass and the power in your pride. They don't want you to recognize yourself, because who has time for an opinion when you don't even know the face looking back at you in the mirror? They want to put a muzzle on your magic. Teach me silence. Teach me how to miss a home that I will never know. My history was left in a cotton field and deleted from Texas textbooks. Teach me silence. Boy, if you don't stop crying, I will give you something to cry about. Teach me silence. Boy, if you don't stop crying, Massa will give us something to cry about. Teach me silence. And know that every day that I wear this skin and say my name out loud is an act of defiance. Teach me silence. And I will rise from the dust and cover your lungs with this rich, thick blackness so that now and forever you know what I mean when I say I can't breathe. Teach me silence. But one day you will learn that blackness was made to be loud. Thank you.
Our final segment features Propel Andrew Street High School students talking about civic engagement.
Welcome to ASHS on Youth Express, recorded live from Propel Andrew Street. This is Bruce Arnold, and I'm a senior here at Propel Andrew Street. Joining me are Nasir Brooks and Kaylee Ellis. Today we'll be discussing youth in politics, Andrew Street's involvement in it.
Even though we can't vote, that doesn't mean we don't have an opinion. And for us to have a chance to say what we think and have our opinions and our thoughts on topics like the presidency and what's going on overseas, I think that's extremely important because kids really do care and adults really don't always appreciate our opinions and things that we have to say.
That's absolutely true. I know tons of adults who don't think that, I wouldn't say like kids are like suitable to talk about politics, but like not ready to get into that world of politics. But I mean, I definitely think it should be open to us more because like Ted Sutton said, you never know who could be the next chairman or president or politician or anything like that. I could like take an example from like, remember seeing Tupac did like a interview when he was like 17 before he was even blew up, before anyone knew who he even was, talking extremely intellectual, but just being him. And of course, Tupac is Tupac. Everybody knows Tupac. So, I mean,
I'm going to agree with that because, like Kaylee said, even though we can't vote and a lot of adults think we don't really know much about politics and we're not in the position to try and know about it. But a lot of teenagers, we may not know everything, but we do know something. And a lot of us, a few of us, I know a good friend, Micah Goodman, he takes an interest in politics. And he knows, frankly, a lot more about it than some of the adults I know do. So just because we don't know everything doesn't mean that we don't know anything. We're the future generation. Even though you think we may not be eligible to be involved, some of us do know, and some of us are involved.
Like Bruce was saying, people always think that kids our age don't pay attention and like we don't understand. We do pay attention. Like we see things on the news and we feel like we can't say anything about it because nobody's going to listen to us. Like people are just gonna push us away and say, oh, stay in a child's place and stuff like that. And I think that's extremely rude.
Every day I wake up, the family always has news on in the morning. So that's what I always get. Every time I wake up, nighttime, it's just there, always on. May walk past it. Sometimes I pay attention, sometimes I don't. But I always see a story where it'll like spark a conversation within my family that'll bring up everything else, of course. And I wouldn't really say that pertains to me when they say, like, you know, the youth isn't fit for like the politics and stuff, because I know my family wants me to know, especially like being like a young African American and stuff, that that's very important for me to know like what to expect once I get out there and like start doing stuff on my own, because it's about that time. So
the same goes for my family. In the morning, there's always the news on. It's either on the TV upstairs or the TV downstairs. Most of the time I don't pay attention, just like him, but sometimes it'll strike up a conversation or it'll be something interesting on it. And oftentimes afterwards I'll go off and I'll do some research of my own. The news is just a starting point for it. Now, the internet has thousands of resources and we use it every day. A lot of them aren't reliable, but a lot of them get you going in a direction. If you find something interesting, keep looking into it.
My mom puts the news on in the morning just to have a background noise. My mom always just likes the background noise, but sometimes I do listen as I'm getting ready for school or eating breakfast or something. And I recently heard a story on the news of how young African-American teens and like young white teens and stuff like that, they're completely different. And not all kids are different or the same, you know. So I looked it up and I saw this interview, and it was a white female teacher, and it was an African-American preacher. I think he was a preacher. And they were having a debate, like a face-off kind of, and it was on Fox. And the woman was saying how the black culture is all to blame for everything that happens in the media and the news. And the preacher came and he said that it was always white boys that did everything and how they were always shooting everyone. And that just shows how opinionated the news is and how opinionated the media is. I feel like people see black women as more liberated and more motivated, and they now they're seeing black men as not as motivated as other people, and they're just putting them down. And I feel like if people didn't put them down so much, they would really rise up and show how good people are and how good they can be. Not necessarily good, but like how they can make a change for themselves and others.
I feel the way black women and black men are portrayed in the media is we're not actually getting all the information. It's a big world. Not all of what happens in the world gets on the media. But most of the media you hear about on TV is about something that happened, and like a crime or a shooting, and there's two black males involved, one white male, or something else happened somewhere else. And a lot of times it happens in a generally black community or involves a black male or black female or something like that. But in reality, around the world, there are people out there, famous people, not just the rappers that oftentimes people say rap about pretty much nothing and get famous. But there's people out there, like a lot of the motivational speakers I've seen in the school, they have been black and they've told of their experiences and how it was hard on them when they were younger. There are motivational speakers, there are singers, rappers with actual messages. And sometimes they don't always get on the media. And I feel like they're only giving us half of it, because they're giving us the bad when the good is actually growing. But most of the time, they don't let us know about it. And if they do, it's usually around the holidays when everybody's in a good mood. And I feel like, in my opinion, that's wrong. Because I admit, and around the holidays, people are in a good mood. You want to tell them something good. But when it's not on the holidays, and even though people might not be in a good mood, you still want to put some good stuff out there to just show them the world is not all a bad place. There's bad stuff happening, but there's good stuff too.
I've definitely seen firsthand that different media outlets portray things differently. Like everyone has their own like say so. Like one news place will say the black man was shot and was killed, and another one be the furious black man, which, you know, yeah, you guys what I'm gonna get at. Like, everything's definitely portrayed differently. I know, like, no matter what the story is, there's always two sides.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.